You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
...of life, whether we're talking about our bathroom habits or our sexual habits. And again, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Take care. And we are going to give you a little bit of the news coming right up, and hope you stay tuned for our next show.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Senator John McCain is critical of how the Obama administration communicates with Russia. The Arizona Republican spoke to Fox News ahead of President Obama's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the UN.
I'm not against the president speaking with Putin, but when the Secretary of State calls the foreign minister of Russia three times to try to find out what Russia is doing, what is that?
McCain said that during the days of President Reagan, one phone call would have been made to Moscow and the Soviets would have been told to stop what they're doing or face a heavy price for it. In an earlier statement, McCain called the meeting misguided and unnecessary. Most Americans oppose the idea of shutting down the government. There's a push among some lawmakers in Congress to withdraw funding for Planned Parenthood, which could lead to a budget showdown that could lead to a government shutdown. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot? Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at shopyourway.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes!
You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal?
Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See shopyourway.com for details.
The woman who helped two convicted killers escape from a New York prison will spend at least 2 years behind bars. Last June, Mitchell provided tools to help inmates Richard Matt and David Sweat break out of the Clinton Correctional Facility. Mitchell had pleaded guilty to promoting prison contraband and a charge of criminal facilitation. After a three-week manhunt, Matt was shot and killed and Sweat was captured. Mitchell had said she only helped the inmates because she thought they'd hurt her family. The judge told her he didn't find that explanation credible. Mitchell cried throughout more of the sentencing hearing, saying at one point, quote, "If I could take it all back, I would." NASA says there's evidence of liquid water flowing on the surface of Mars. The agency has been analyzing dark streaks that appear on cliffs near the red planet's equator. They found salts that only appear in the presence of water. NASA says it's a big step to determining whether there's life on Mars and how that life may survive in the harsh conditions of that planet. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
In a rare astronomical event, millions watched around the world at the super blood moon, John Clemens reports.
The last time this happened was 1982, and it won't happen again until 18 years from now. So it was all worth the wait. This was the sound in Israel on the Mount of Olives as the eclipse began. If you missed it, or if there were too many clouds, it was much larger and it was bright with a reddish hue. I'm John Clemens.
Apple users who recently upgraded to iOS 9 may be getting hit with higher cellular data charges than they realize. That's because with the update came a new feature called Wi-Fi Assist. The setting has your iPhone use cellular data when Wi-Fi signal is low. The default setting is for Wi-Fi Assist to be turned on. The website Quartz points out that changing the feature to off from your settings could save you money with your cell phone carrier in the long run. New York Senator Chuck Schumer is introducing a Senate bill that'll crack down on hackers using internet bots to steal concert tickets. Hundreds of Billy Joel tickets were swallowed up before last month's show at the Nassau Coliseum by the automated apps. The tickets reappeared on websites for hundreds or thousands of dollars more than the face value. Joel will join the senator today at Jones Beach Theater to announce the bill. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're live here at Hot in Hunterdon. My name is Georgine Trinkle, and I'm your host today on September 28th for our hour at Hot in Hunterdon. And we have a busy, busy Monday as usual. First, I just want to start off with just some prayers and some thoughts to the Warren Hills community. They lost a schoolmate, Evan Murray, on Friday. He was injured in a football game, and we send out our thoughts to the Murray family and the Warren Hills community. And I want to mention that there is a Facebook page, Pray for Warren Hills, and a GoFund to do some great work in memory of Evan Murray. So that information we'll post on our Hot in Hunterdon Facebook page. And we send our thoughts and condolences out to the Washington Township and the Warren Hills community. And in other things that we're going to be doing today on Hot in Hunterdon, we like to always start off with a quote. And our quote today is, actually, where did we find our quote today? We had a quote for September, and I think that we actually deleted that. So I'll have to get that from our recently deleted section, and we'll get to that. The other things we have going on today, we have calling in Maritza Bachman from Norwest Cap, and we're going to be going through all of the upcoming and exciting events that we have in October and November for Norwest Cap, and I want to make sure we get those out and on everyone's radar. And September is wrapping up, so I want to make sure that we get ready for our next few months. So I hope you'll all be able to stay with us for this hour. And the last part of the hour, we're going to be talking about apple picking and where to go to get those delicious apples.
Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn, we danced until the night became a brand new day. Two lovers playing scenes from some romantic play. September morning still can make me feel that way.
We are, and I think if we did this correctly, we were listening to Neil's version of September Morn, so we are wrapping up September, which is hard to believe. And let's see how my tech skills are today. Do I have with me on the phone Maritza Bachman?
Yes, you do.
Oh, fantastic.
You did great.
Well, it's early in the show, so we'll have to see how it goes. But thank you so much, Maritza, for joining me.
Oh,
I just need
course.
To do a quick little bit of weather for our listeners who maybe are waiting to go outside. I don't want to be rude if they're waiting to see if they need a coat or not. And then I'm going to let you do some talking so I can find the quote that I had for today. But other than that, it's as usual, smooth sailings on Monday at Hot and 100. So we do have some nice weather today, and finally we're going to get some much-needed rain. So definitely grab the umbrella, throw it in the car or in your bag, because Tuesday is showers, lots of fog, a high of about 80. Wednesday, it's that heavy rain that we need. Wednesday night, we have showers, and we have rain Thursday and a chance on Friday. So definitely get the umbrella out, but we really need it, so we can't complain. So Maritza, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here. What happens is time goes so quickly. I feel like from July 4th weekend to October is just it just disappeared on me, and we have so many great things going on at Norwest Cap. I wanted to talk to you just to let our listeners know how the gala went and to remind us of what we have going on in some of our busiest months at Norwest Cap in October and November. So you were instrumental in the gala, in the delivery of it, and that was two Thursdays ago. We had a sold-out event, and I was wondering if you could just kind of tell our listeners about it.
It was a wonderful evening. It was wonderful to see so many people in the community really come together and celebrate Norwest Cap being here for the community for the past 50 years. And like you said, we did have a sold-out event. It was great. We had the children from the Shining Star program come in and perform for us, and they were wonderful.
Oh, now what kind of music did they? Was it instrumental or singing?
They were singing and dancing, and as I'm talking to you, I'm getting goosebumps just remembering it. They sang Stand By Me, and it was just a wonderful performance.
Nice. Very
it was
nice.
Very, very nice. And Shining Star is one of the programs that Family Success Center sponsors in the summer for the children of the community.
And we should mention that their funding is some, they have to do grant funding for that and
yes.
raise funds, and they don't have a designated source this upcoming year. So if anyone knows of any funding for art programs, definitely get in touch with us.
Yes. Yes, that's very important. And then we had some honorees that were given awards. A company in the area that really always stands by and supports Norwest Cap and individual, and there were a number of levels of honorees. And we had many auction items that were all donated to the agency and to the special evening, and it was just a wonderful evening.
And we should say that it was our first event. We were
yes.
celebrating 50 years of serving the community, and it was at Country Club in Hunterdon County.
You're absolutely right, yes.
And do you know the name of that country club?
Yes, it's Fiddler's Elbow Country Club.
Excellent, excellent. And that is nice to be able to support Hunterdon County. I'm sure it's a Hunterdon County location. It's right on the border there.
Yeah, I believe so.
And that was a fun time. And that was originally a farmhouse. I didn't realize it's a stone building. I didn't realize there was such historic significance there. But I'm sorry that you, I hope you eventually got your alcoholic drink, because I know when it was so hectic in the beginning, you were definitely looking for some type of beverage. So I hope that happened for you.
Yes, of course.
I hope Norwest Cup does that again, because it was a lot of fun. And I know it was a successful event when you can have people come to an event and celebrate the work of an organization that has done so much to try to bring resources to individuals that are in poverty. So I appreciate everyone who supported our event. And Maritza, I appreciate all the work that you did on that. And I'm sure that you're looking forward to next year's event.
Oh, of course. In a few months.
I'm like, oh, look, she's not hanging up on me. That is exceptional. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to just do a quick commercial, and then we come back. We'll talk about the events for the next 2 months, if that's okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners, and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse and Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Okay, if we are still being the little techie that we did about 20 minutes ago. We still have Maritza Bachman on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, still here.
Next, I'll be going to one of those conferences for tech people. That'll be so good. Well, Maritza, thanks for hanging in there. I had some commercials. You know, we have to pay the bills here at the studio. So as much as I wanted to talk to you, I had to take just a little break so we could hear from our sponsor. So thanks for staying on the phone with us.
Of course.
Now, tell us what, okay, today's the 28th of September, and we're moving rapidly into October, a little too quickly for my liking, but I need a little pick-me-up so that I can get used to October and the fall. I've actually closed my pool, and yesterday I put my mums and my fall flowers in the ground, so I'm ready for you to tell
You're
me.
Set.
Well, after you tell me what we have going on in October, November.
Well, we have a carousel. That is the name of the event. It's sponsored by our Pathways to Prosperity program. It is their sixth annual event, this carousel. It's scheduled for Thursday, October 22nd, and it is held at the Farmstead Golf and Country Club in Lafayette Township. And it's a wonderful evening. It starts at 7, there's dinner, and then there are drawings for baskets of all different types and kinds. It's really a very nice event. It is up on our website for everyone to really pick up or find out all the specifics. And they are looking for RSVPs for by October 15th. So that's just really 2 weeks from now.
It is. And what is the cost of that event, the carousel event at the Farmstead?
This is $60 per person.
$60. And Maritza, you may recall that we had our Prudential Golf
Yes.
fundraiser at the Farmstead. It's a fantastic place to golf. And they have 9 whole courses as well as, in fact, I think they actually have 2 different 9-hole courses they can shuffle people through,
yes,
as well as the 18-course hole. And it's absolutely beautiful. And they have this time of year, all of their late summer, early fall flowers are all over the place. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. So they can go to the Norwest Cap website for the carousel tickets, $60, October 22nd. And we need those RSVPs by October 15th.
Yes.
Excellent. What else do we have?
All righty. Then after that, we have the Holistic and Psychic Fair that is sponsored by our Career and Life Transition Center.
I knew you were going to say that.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that as well.
Wow, must be a little psychic-ness going on over here.
And that is held in the Flemington Elks Club Lodge, and that is scheduled for October 24th.
Okay, and how, if you, can you still be a vendor, a psychic vendor, or who?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And who should they call?
They should be calling the Career and Life Transition Center and speaking to Dawn, and let me see if I could get a phone number for her. I'm sure I can.
I'm thinking that would maybe be at the 782-8183 number.
Oh, you 7183. Are good.
I'm not. No, we better we better look it up and make sure that we have the right number.
You were close. 788-1453.
I wasn't close.
No one else heard that.
Well, I hope a few people heard it.
Okay, so the number again is 788-1453 to get more information on the Holistic and Psychic Fair scheduled for October 24th.
Fantastic. And that is a Hunterdon County event.
Yes.
And I know that on that same event, there on that same day, there's another event.
On the same day of the 24th?
Yeah, that would be Fall Festival at Chappelle Park in Phillipsburg.
Yes.
And that event runs from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And that is it's not a fundraiser, but it's actually just a community event for people to come out to Phillipsburg and experience a downtown park with a great, great environment, lots of fun things to do, lots of children's activities that will be there, and it's hosted by Norwest CAP and the Phillipsburg Police Department.
And that's just getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah.
More and more children come out and have a good time.
Absolutely. Now, I know we also have another event as soon as, just like this past weekend, it was the Wine, Music, and Beer Festival, which was right on the heels of the gala at Norwest CAP. We just like to keep rolling and keep putting as many events on as possible, one right after another. So I know you have another one to share with us.
Yes, we do. We have on November 1st, which is a Sunday, the Career and Life Transition Center is holding their 5K run. And that is being held at the Riverfront Park in Hackettstown. It is their 12th year in running, in sponsoring this 5K run.
That was a nice pun, Maritza. I liked it.
And a 2.5 walk. So it's really a nice event where you can have the more experienced runners. And then someone that maybe is just getting back into exercising or maybe have some children with them that they can take a nice leisurely walk. And that is for Sunday, November 1st.
Okay. And
let me see.
And I'd like to point out that that has been a course that you have participated in, and you completed, I believe it was your first 5K?
Yes, it was. It was a very, very exhilarating event for me. I the whole time I was kind of half running and walking, and I kept thinking, I just want to make sure I finish this.
And you did. You did a great job.
I was the last person to cross the line, but that was fine with me, yes.
Well, someone has to be last
to
finish, right?
And that's good.
But that I enjoyed attending that event with you, and it's you know, looking back, thinking that it's 12 years, and I will just put a plug out for the runners. If you're interested in doing this event, the course doesn't hold a lot of runners, and I know last year I was lucky enough the director had called me and said, we're getting full here, because I always do registration day of, and she quick got me in. So don't let the event sell out before you get registered. But I know sponsorships are always available, so people can call the 908-788-1453 for more information about the run as well.
Yes.
Now, I'm thinking that is November first, so we must have something going on November 2nd.
Oh, you know we do. That is the day that the Food Bank Culinary Celebration and Red Bow Basket Gala has been scheduled for. And that is truly a wonderful event. It is held at the Beaverbrook Country Club, and it is from 5 to 8 p.m., and the cost for a ticket is $55, and it's just a wonderful event. You get a chance to sample lots of different foods from quite a few different restaurants that come in, and then again, we have all the beautiful baskets that we can, I was going to say bid, but it's really a turkey tray type of event. And it's just a nice event to chit-chat and catch up with people that you haven't seen in a while and support our food bank and get to come home with lots of goodies.
That sounds great. And I don't think I've ever missed an event at the Food Bank Culinary. And I hope you'll be able to join us, because I know Maritza also always enjoys attending that event. And we have a little wager always in our office. We have another colleague, Patrick, who somehow always ends up with more baskets than anyone else. He's he really should play the lottery a lot, because he is bound to win it. He just he's just lucky some years, and he'll have many, many baskets on the same ticket, which is which is always fun. But it is great to see some of the local restaurants and sample food and just not have a sit-down dinner and interact and mingle with people and just be social.
Yes.
And there's a bar there, so that's...
Yes, that's the best part. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, it's a good part.
It is. I always look forward to going.
Yes, yes. And I always look forward to seeing what Kate and Janet come up with, what their creations are.
So the baskets are wonderful.
They are. So I hope everyone joins us. And Maritza, thank you. I know we're getting on 4:30 here, but I wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about the exciting events coming up in October and the very earliest in November. And I hope at the end of October you'll come again and talk about some more of the November and December events that
we have
going
wonderful.
On.
That's a date.
All right.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you, Maritza. Have a great evening.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye, everyone.
What am I? Tell me, darling, true. To me, you are the sea, fast as you can be, deep the shade of blue. When you're feeling low, to whom else do you go? See, I'd cry if you hurt, I'd give you my last shirt, because I love you so.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is defending the Iran nuclear deal.
The United States and our partners, including Russia, stuck together in complex negotiations. The result is a lasting, comprehensive deal that prevents Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon while allowing it to access peaceful energy.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly, the president said the deal helps ensure that war is averted and the world is safer. The controversial accord aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon while giving Iran significant relief from sanctions. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is touting his tax reform plan. Trump unveiled the plan today, saying it'll provide major tax relief for middle-income Americans. He also claimed his plan will simplify the tax code and grow the economy. Trump says there will be no income taxes for single people making under $25,000 a year and married couples earning under $50,000. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Over two-thirds of Americans oppose the idea of a government shutdown. There are concerns about such a shutdown due to a showdown on Capitol Hill over funding for Planned Parenthood. A new Quinnipiac University poll shows 69% of Americans oppose the idea of a shutdown, while 23% support it. The margin is a lot closer when the question is whether federal funding should be cut to Planned Parenthood. 52% of Americans oppose that, while 41% are in favor of it. It's going to cost you a lot more to buy a home in the Golden State. The UCLA Anderson Economic Forecast is reporting that California housing is expected to become even less affordable over the next 2 years.
We have fairly solid job growth that generates new households. Those households demand housing. We are not building housing at nearly the rate that would need to be built in order to drive affordability down.
Senior economist Jerry Nicholsberg says he's also anticipating that the unemployment rate will drop below 6% for the end of the year. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is excited to announce free, massive, open online courses to equip God's people to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. These non-credit classes are completely free, no hidden cost, easy registration, and self-pacing with no deadlines. The same world-class faculty, the same content, the same great resources accessible to the church. Topics include interpreting and teaching the Bible, evangelism and missions, theology and culture, and work and worship. Go, take a class, learn, serve. Find out more at sebts.edu/MOOC.
Republican presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson has been under attack by many liberals for stating he couldn't advocate putting a Muslim in the White House. USA's Russ Jones talked with a best-selling author and noted speaker who contends Islamic Sharia law is contrary to the American Constitution.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Carson remarked that he'd be comfortable with anyone in the White House on one condition.
When you have something that is against the rights of women, against the rights of gays, subjugates other religions, and a host of things that are not compatible with our Constitution, why, in fact, would you take that chance?
Bill Federer, author of the best-selling book What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, reveals that the Quran not only has a different set of values and rules for Muslims to follow, but promotes values and rules that are at odds with the U.S. Constitution.
Simple things, like we have an Eighth Amendment that says there shall be no cruel and unusual punishment. In the Quran, it says to cut off the hand of a thief. The Quran even says that if a woman is raped, she is guilty of having let herself be used as a tool of Satan to tempt a man. And so the woman is whipped 100 times. This is Sharia law.
Federer contends it is impossible for a faithful Muslim to allow the Constitution to take precedent over the Quran. I'm Russ Jones.
ESPN reports three-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart is calling it a career after next year. He'll then hand over his number 14 car to Clint Bowyer. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
As I sit and watch the snow falling down, I don't miss you at all.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and today is September 28th. And since we had Maritza Bachman on the phone with us going over events in October and just the beginning of November, we rushed through our weather. So I want to make sure that we get all the details for everyone who is just waiting to leave the house and needs to know exactly what to be prepared for in terms of weather. So it is actually warmer out than you might think. It's 81 degrees here from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio office, which is located in Flemington, New Jersey. And it's a little muggy, but long sleeve shirt and you're fine. It's partly cloudy. And what we're looking at is tonight a chance of showers after 2 a.m. And everyone knows that we did have many, many days, hot, warm days, and no precipitation. So this chance of showers after 2 a.m. is looking pretty good, I have to say. Tuesday, which would be the 29th, we have a chance of showers mainly after 8 a.m., little fog in the morning, and we have a 40% chance of precipitation. Tuesday night, some more showers. It's not a good beach day. No one really should be playing hooky and calling in. But Wednesday night, we have some more rain. That's likely maybe a half inch of rain. Thursday is our chance of rain with about a quarter of an inch. And then Friday and Friday night, we also have a chance of rain. But we really, really do need the rain. The next sunny day we have isn't until Monday, and that high is only 65. So that makes me sad. I love the summer and the hot weather and the humid weather, and made me a little sad that a few mornings, I needed one morning in particular out running. I needed two long sleeve t-shirts. It was 40 something degrees, and I was pretty sad about it. So what we have is to finish up the rest of our hour. We still have some time left. So I want to go back and do our quote, which we normally do in the beginning. However, I, for some reason, had it in my deleted file. So here is our quote of the day. And when we started our show, we were talking about the sadness for the Murray family and the Warren Hills community, and we give our thoughts out to them. And our quote today is, "Fearlessness is not the absence of fear. It's the mastery of fear. It's about getting up one more time, then we fall down. And we know in the coming weeks and months, we will feel like falling down with our grief, and the healing of the community is needed. So we want to remind everyone that there is a whole community out there to share the grief, and invite everyone to look on the Facebook page for Warren Hills Regional High School and see about ways you can help support the Murray family and the community that is grieving. And to recap some of Maritza's events, I wanted to talk about, before we go to our Apple topic, what's going on at Norwest CAP. So we have four events coming up, maybe even more, but for that we were able to talk about today. So it starts out in about 3 weeks. We have a carousel event, which helps support one of our programs, collaboration in Sussex County for the Pathways to Prosperity program. The RSVP date I'm going to give first, that is October 15th, and then the actual date of the event is October 22nd. That $60 contribution will help the Pathways to Prosperity program. And then we have our next event is a psychic fair, which is on October 24th, and that is in Hunterdon County. That helps support our Career and Life Transition Center. You may recall that Jessica Hoffman, the director of that program, was on in Hunterdon a month ago, and Pat Mungian, who is the previous director and is still involved with the program, has also been a guest at Houghton Hunterdon. And the program does so much to support women who are entering or re-entering the workforce. And so if you want any information about the psychic fair, you can check the Norwest CAP website, or you can contact Dawn at 908-782-7183. Our next event is a free event, and that is the Phillipsburg Fall Festival. That event is open to all members of the community, and we hope people from Hunterdon drive on over to Phillipsburg to Chappelle Park, which is a downtown park and has some great activities, a haunted house. There's refreshments there. It's a free event. Lots of activities for children. I think we're going to have a rock climbing wall this year. So come out and see that. That one is free. That's on October 24th, the same day as the psychic fair. So you can pick one, whichever one you would like. And then we have two other events to mention. Sunday, November 1st is the Career and Life Transition Walk. And that is in Hackettstown, New Jersey. And then we have on November 2nd, a favorite event. The Food Bank has their Culinary Evening and Red Bow Extravaganza, which is a phenomenal evening. Lots of great friends. Lots of very casual evening where you can feel free to talk to people, to visit different restaurants that are there showcasing a certain menu or a food item. Lots of desserts and just a great time. So I hope you check out the Norwest CAP website at www.norwestcap.org. We're going to take a little commercial break, and then we come back. We're going to talk about apples, and we're going to ask you to weigh in. What's your favorite apple? So why don't you give it a thought, and you can call us at the studio, 908-237-0410.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door. Stay with me a while. I only want to talk to you. We've traveled halfway around the world to find ourselves again. September morn.
And we're back here at the studio for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce for the Hot in Hunterdon radio show. Today is September 28th and it is Monday. And we have a little bit of time left to get to our hot or current topic. And maybe we're talking about hot apple pies. We definitely wanted to talk about apples because we're coming into apple season, apple picking season. And of course, in Hunterdon County, many of the beautiful farmlands that we see are green because we have farms that are growing produce. And of course, we always on the show talk about the environment and how great it is to be able to purchase food locally and to reduce that carbon footprint. And certainly, it's nice when the grocery stores like Kalilo ShopRite Grocery Store, they actually feature some of the local farms in their produce aisles. So that always makes me feel good when I can buy locally. And in Hunterdon County, we have such great orchards. But before we get to those orchards, I have to ask, what favorite type of apple is on everyone's list? So I know that there are more. When I was looking at this, I realized that there are more apples in New Jersey than I knew. There's actually over 30 different apple varieties here in New Jersey. I don't know if anyone wants to take a stab at what the oldest is, but if you want to call in and take your guest for the oldest, you can reach us here at 908-237-0410. And I'm not going to make a big mystery out of it. That's why we have mystery books and all kinds of things. We don't need a whole lot of mystery here at Hot in Hunterdon. So I'm going to tell you, it's the winesap apple. It's the oldest apple in New Jersey, and it's dating back to the late 1700s. So I don't know if anyone knew that. I didn't realize that there were 30 different apple varieties grown just in New Jersey here. Most people are familiar with the red or golden delicious apple. The Macintosh, I think, is probably the favorite. and or the most popular, and the Granny Smith apple, I think everyone can recognize those apples. Now, I know when I go to a farmer's market, which is my favorite thing to do this time of year, I really love that. I love to meet with the growers or the pickers and support the local economy. So when I do that, I always have to ask, which ones are for baking? Which ones are for eating? And then I'll go into the detail of all the great things I want to bake and which apples I should choose. So I know for me, I use the Fuji apple a lot. I think it's fantastic to cook with. The Empire is a little tart for me, so I tend to not get that one. But the Jonathan apple, I think, is your pretty good all-purpose apple. So I don't know if you have a favorite, but if you do, you can share it with us. Certainly you can share it with our Hot and 100 Facebook page, which we're just getting started with. So maybe you can like our page. We certainly would appreciate that. And you can go on. I would think that the state of New Jersey would have the Department of Agriculture. I think that they have a Jersey Fresh page. So I'm certain if you go there, you would be able to find out about some of the places where you can pick apples. But I have a list here for you, and I'll share that in just a moment. So if you want to give us some information on your favorite type of New Jersey apple, let us know. Or if you're baking something with apples and you want to share a picture, just send it off to us. We'd love to post it. So now everyone knows that the oldest apple dates back to the 1700s, and it's the winesap apple. So I hope that we had you learn a little something here at Hot and 100. Now I want to go to where you can actually pick apples in 100 County. You know, the, I guess you, agriculture, farming piece of New Jersey in this community is really strong. But still, a lot of people don't know all of the great places you can go for Jersey Fresh apples and do some picking. So in Hunterdon County, there's a great website, www.americantowns. And that website will actually list all of the farms in Hunterdon County, separated by county, where you can get some experience apple picking. I know a little bit later in October, we'll do part of our show on pumpkin picking, another great thing. I really hope everyone gets out and enjoys this beautiful weather when it's 80 degrees. Yesterday was a beautiful day. We had an outdoor event. You want to just soak up those days before that terrible winter comes. I know one of the songs we played right before the break was a Nora Jones song. And she's talking about the snow falling. And I thought, let's get that off the air right now. So if you want to go and find some places for apple picking, we have alphabetically in Califon, we have probably a very popular place, Melix Orchards. That's on Route 513. I've been there many times, and you can pick your own apple. And if that's not your thing, most of the orchards actually have a bag, and you could just go to a table and get the bag and spare yourself having to do the exercise and climb the trees and the messy work of apple picking. There is Schaefer Farms on Route 513 in Flemington, another very popular place. Bonacorsi Family Farm on Croton Road in Flemington also offers some apple picking. Mountaintop Orchard in Glen Gardner is a great place to go. Country Fresh Farms, it's Hampton, New Jersey, and I'm not sure if it's a Washington or a Hampton business, but I'll give you their phone number, 908-537-9009. I pass them all the time. They're called Country Fresh Farms. I want to make sure we get the other parts of the county. So in Lebanon, we have Valley Crest Farm, which is on Allerton Road. Phillips Farm is on Church Road in Milford, and I've been there as well. So I'm happy to see this list and know that I do get around a little bit, maybe a little more than people might think. So I've been at Phillips Farm. Melix does have two locations. We mentioned the Califon location, so we should also mention the Old Wick location. And then Pittstown, a very popular farm, and I've also been here, the Peaceful Valley Orchards. I know that's a great place. And let me just mention one more in White House, White House Station. Cedar Hill Orchard has a apple picking opportunity in, Hollins Brook Road. And their phone number is 908-534-2582. So there are, as you could tell from my very extensive list that I was able to pull together in no time. Thank you, Laura. There are so many opportunities for apple picking. And apples aren't very expensive. They're actually, you pay for them per pound. So it depends how many you get. And I know I just had a phenomenal dinner that my friend Matt made chicken, and he marinated it in apple cider. And I went from very hungry and very annoyed to very happy. So you might want to grab a gallon or a half gallon of apple cider when you're at the farms getting your apples, and try to marinate your chicken breast and grill it. And I think you too will have a little happiness in your life. So a special shout out to Matt. I know he's leaving the country today, and safe travels to you, Matt. Thanks for feeding me a few times this week. I definitely appreciated it and was happy to have your company. And I hope that we'll be able to get Matt in from Skyping, because he actually is a editor and produces a segment, and we'll be able to get him on. I'm sure we could talk him into that one day in the future. Meanwhile, today we're just about wrapping up our show, which is our last show in September. And I want to say that last year we started broadcasting Hot and Hunterdon the first Monday in October. So we will be coming up on a full year of hosting a show here. So it's been great fun to work with Laura and Chris and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Met lots of people from Hunterdon I didn't know before, relied on a lot of friends who pitch in when I don't have a guest and no one wants to hear me talk for too long. So it's been a really fun year, and I thank everyone for letting me have this opportunity. Let's give another shout out. If anyone wants to go to a fall festival on October 10th, the Faith Chapel's Fall Festival is going on, and happy September, everyone. I hope October is a great month. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll be back with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. We'll see what Ruth Ann has in store for us. So hope everyone stays with us for Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama is defending the Iran nuclear deal.
The United States and our partners, including Russia, stuck together in complex negotiations. The result is a lasting, comprehensive deal that prevents Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon while allowing it to access peaceful energy.
Speaking to the UN General Assembly, the president said the deal helps ensure that war is averted and the world is safer. The controversial accord aims to block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon while giving Iran significant relief from sanctions. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump is touting his tax reform plan. Trump unveiled the plan today, saying it'll provide major tax relief for middle-income Americans. He also claimed his plan will simplify the tax code and grow the economy. Trump says there will be no income taxes for single people making under $25,000 a year and married couples earning under $50,000. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Fox spoke at a service of remembrance in Philadelphia for the victims.
Those eight did not make it to their earthly homes on Tuesday night, but they were called home.
A speed control system is now in effect along the section of track where the deadly derailment occurred. I'm John Clemens.
A victory for free speech advocates. A federal appeals court says YouTube should not have been forced to take down an anti-Muslim film blamed for violence in the Middle East. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco issued its ruling in favor of Google, which owns YouTube. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with